From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and there are calls today in Washington for President Obama to reconvene Congress to get its approval for any military action against Syria. We'll speak with the ranking Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in a moment.
But first, we want to check in on the sentencing hearing of the Fort Hood shooter, Army Major Nidal Hassan. There was more emotional testimony today from the mother of one victim, from others testifying. Seven survivors and family members of victims testified today. 12 gave emotional testimony yesterday. They included the grandfather of a 21-year-old private who was pregnant when she was shot and killed. Hassan has been convicted of murder in the 2009 rampage at Fort Hood that killed 13 and injured 32. The prosecution is arguing for imposing the death penalty. Hassan, mounting his own defense, has not yet asked for anything less. Terrence Henry is from the Here and Now contributor station KUT in Austin, Texas. He's right outside the courtroom. But Terrence, we are hearing that Hassan might also speak today?
That's correct. Hassan indicated at the end of that testimony from the survivors and family members of the victims earlier today that he wants to take the stand today. Earlier, he had told the judge that he would like to wait a half a day or a full day after the family members and survivors had testified. Today, he kind of surprised the court and said he wanted to talk this afternoon.
Well, and is it possibly because this testimony has been so emotional? We're hearing that some of the most emotional response from Hassan has come in the last 2 days, that he's actually reacted for the first time to some of the things he's hearing.
Yesterday, he actually asked the judge for several recesses, and the court adjourned kind of earlier than expected yesterday afternoon. The judge explained this morning that that was because of some hygiene issues that Hassan was having. Those kind of appear to be wrapped up today, but overall he's appeared pretty, overall he sounded, I should say, very calm and lucid, and he had opportunities to ask questions of these witnesses, these family members, these survivors, but he declined to do so each time.
Yeah. Well, and what is some of the testimony that we're hearing? Just terrible testimony yesterday, the grandfather of the private who was killed saying, "You not only killed my child and my grandchild, but you are slowly killing me." Testimony today from Cheryl Pearson, her son, Private First Class Michael Pearson, among those killed. What did she say?
A lot of the testimony, like you said, was very emotional and heartbreaking. Cheryl Pearson lost her son, Michael. He was 22 at the time. They showed a photo of them together at his graduation. She said, "You know, it's a hug I'll remember for the rest of my life." It shows exactly how we felt about each other. We were best friends. A common theme that runs through a lot of this testimony that we've seen is, one, these families had to wait hours and hours and hours to find out what had happened to their loved ones. And two, in the years since, these almost 4 years since the shooting, it's been very, very difficult for many of these people. One person testified today about how he had turned to alcoholism. He has managed to get sober since, and he actually takes his AA medals and takes them to his wife's grave and puts them in the ground at her grave. Mm. Others have talked about PTSD and depression, and then certainly the survivors of the shooting have had, you know, many physical and mental scars and debilitations that they're still recovering from.
Well, their testimony is important because the jury of military officers has to reach a unanimous verdict for a death penalty, and it doesn't sound as if Hassan, when he speaks, as you said later today, is going to ask for anything less than that. Some people feel that that's what he wants in order to become a martyr. We will follow this. Terrence Henry of the Here and Now contributor station KUT in Austin, Texas, thank you.
Thank you.